This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You didn't say that into the microphone.
What's that? Oh, what? I didn't hear it. Oh, I didn't know it was off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the microphone was off. Mm-hmm. My bad, Figgy.
Yeah. Someone texted in, may we discuss the amazing Dodgers performance? No! We may not, although...
Yeah, that's what I said off air.
No, what he actually said was Shohei, baby, and he was locked in. Honestly, I was watching a good amount, too. Walker Buehler in some big moments. Cojones, man, like... You know, bases loaded. I'll go ahead and get these strikeouts to get us out of here. But yeah, Shohei,
well,
oddly
baby.
Enough, he's been really,
Dodgers. Let's go Dodgers.
He's been really good with.
I've decided I'm going to start embracing that.
Okay.
Even though you
like them for real.
No, I hate the Dodgers and I hate their fans.
I don't believe it. You're just saying it's lip service. I'll let you get away with it, but I don't believe.
But I was in on Shohei, and then he went second deck on that.
He sure did.
You ain't no better than a Lakers fan that's born and raised in Houston.
Yeah.
He also likes this
more than anyone.
Oh yeah, and I appreciate.
I seen on the back of your truck, Dodgers fan. Lakers fan,
yeah.
And then
Yankees
that little
fan, and then that little kid that's peeing on it. All of that on the back of the truck. But yeah, let's get into these Texans. First of all, we have announcements on what jersey they'll be wearing. So if you'd like to match accordingly, mm-hmm. even if you're at the crib, the home team, the Packers, will be wearing white, all white for
all
the whiteout.
White, yeah.
And so that leaves room for the Texans to bring out the deep steel blue,
all blue, pants included. So, note to Laramie Tunsil, white gloves.
White gloves, baby.
White gloves.
White gloves is what we're looking for here.
Give him the white glove treatment.
You're going to get them bright red.
Dude.
That conversation is
That'll become a thing. Yeah.
It is already become
a thing. I'm saying if he's wearing them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But, like, it already is a thing. So, as soon as you get there, it will pop up. And then we got some notes on who is and is not practicing. Kind of expectedly, Kamari Lassiter are not practicing. Joe Mixon and Laramie Tunsil are practicing. But yeah, here are the negatives.
Yeah.
Henry To'o, Azeez Al-Shaair, I mentioned Lassiter, Jimmy Ward, Robert Woods, and Folorunsho Fatukasi. None of them practicing on a Thursday. It is now time to panic, right? Correct?
DEFCON 4.
Is it the higher the number that
five
is?
5 is the worst.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Got you. All right,
yeah.
Cool. So
we are at DEFCON 4.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Or not very good. But yeah, the interior of the defensive line. Danico Autry being back is cool, but then what does that mean? Is Foley going to be able to maybe get himself to that place? Are you going to see a lot of Tim Settle and Khalil Davis and Kurt Heinisch handling a lot of the duties in the middle?
I got that wrong, by the way, before you go on.
Yeah, it goes one is the highest, right? Yeah,
yeah,
it's reversed.
I did the old Google search. So DEFCON 2. We are at DEFCON 2.
Okay, cool.
Near nuclear war with the Army ready in less than 6 hours.
That might be much. In fact, that is much. That's a lot that you're doing there. But yeah, the spine of the defense, a place to watch in this one, especially as Josh Jacobs big, big explosive play guy. Has the fifth most in the league of any running back.
So. And especially if you weren't listening earlier, especially between the tackles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's going to be definitely a place to watch. As we also watch that, just to see what Danico Autry actually does. Is he going? Are they going to try and make him a three down interior guy in the stead of Mario Edwards, who has played very well there? Or is he going to be more of what we understand him to have been in the past, which is just kind of inside on third down? And how do they work that? That's all going to be super, super interesting to watch. But that is within the context of just this week. I think this week also just more generally provides you a measuring stick. We've talked about that many times, and this is going to be a test for you. And that is in the context of being a potential Super Bowl contender. And so let's get to that place. Applying a championship formula of Lopez's choosing. To this Texans, how many boxes do they check?
I'd like to take credit for it, but I had coaches tell me this over the years. And
well, yeah, I mean,
people in football, there is a
you're the OG.
Yeah, that's why, I guess.
You've been able to talk to a lot of people who have a lot of insight.
And there's a formula, and I think this is a topic that a lot of our listeners can engage in, whether it's on a text board or Twitch or YouTube. So the formula that I heard a long time ago and I've always subscribed to because I think it plays itself out consistently is you got to have three things. You want to be a Super Bowl contending team. You want to be a World Series contending team, NBA championship contending team. You have to have these three elements. You have to get exactly what you thought you were going to get out of your stars or your superstars, whatever it was. Fair. So that's one. Number two is you have to have at least a couple or one or two, you know, role players that play beyond what you expected.
I think that's also fair.
Yeah, like if you're going to be a championship team, like, well, didn't expect that from him, you know, and go back in your mind's eye and you can hear and you can probably remember some championship teams where they got like that big contribution from a dude that you thought was just going to be sort of a role player type. And then you have to...
That got me thinking of, as I've been reading Miron Fader's book about going back to the Rockets, 94, 95, Matt 95 Bullard. In particular, Matt Bullard, but also Sam Cassell when he has like some like 30-some points off of the bench.
Otis Thorpe
obviously comes up. You know? Those are the guys that, I mean, Mario Ellie, let me say his name correctly.
Yeah.
Kiss of Death. Like there's other guys that come to mind.
Think of a championship team, and these elements are all going to be involved. That's why I've always subscribed to it. So you got to have the stars... Play what you think. Role players play at least a couple beyond what you thought. And then you have to have the happy surprises from a contributor. So if we apply that formula to the Houston Texans, I'm going to throw some names out there. I want to see if you guys would.
Some names for what? The happy surprises?
No. All three of these elements.
Okay.
So stars. CJ Stroud. These are the ones that I consider stars. So you might have a different interpretation. But let's go from there.
281 mentioned Jeremy Pena also. That's a great one.
Bingo. Perfect example.
That's a great one, yeah.
The formula works if you go back and watch. But anyway, so the stars I consider CJ Stroud.
Absolutely.
You getting what you think you expected out of him?
Yes.
I am.
And I think that this has already gotten me in trouble earlier this week. I do wonder if now I'm setting the standard super high, but I mean, he's a dude who could easily be within MVP conversations and probably already is.
I felt like he never really like lost a game. I know it's a team game.
Absolutely not.
It's never been a loss because of CJ Stroud did this or did that.
So let me go through about four more here. I got others on the list, but I think these four are key. If you're getting what you thought you were going to get out of your stars, Nico Collins.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My man didn't play a week and is still the leading receiving yards guy.
Will Anderson. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's three.
Yeah. Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When he's available, 100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. Danielle Hunter. I think absolutely.
I think so.
I think absolutely.
Wait, you don't lead the league in pressure without Danielle Hunter and what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And pressure on quarterbacks, that is.
Now. I had on there also Derek Stingley, Stephon Diggs, and Laremy Tunsil.
Diggs is a yes. Stingley, for the most part.
Getting what I expected out of Stingley. I mean, they're not throwing his way, first of all, a lot. He's making some plays. He's shutting down. The catch rate against him is not real high.
I think the tough thing about it, and this is a conversation that popped up. I know that Ron spoke to some of this, the idea of, hey, you know, getting got. Like, he finally got on the big play by, what is it, Keyshawn Boutte against the Patriots. And you've seen some of those potential big plays out there against the entirety of the defense, but also with him, that the quarterbacks have just not connected on. We've talked about that. However, I do wonder, I'm trying to balance that with the idea that, hey, man, cornerbacks are going to get gone. It's a position of failure in some ways. And so I try and balance that. But I think I'm willing
for
the most part, you get what you expect.
And then Laremy Tunsil. And I think that's kind of a push because of all the penalties for two games, three games, whatever it was.
Holding for his life. For
but he was the highest rated pass blocker.
You still need him, though.
The pass blocking is still there.
Yeah,
he was the highest rated in the NFL this past week.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, okay, they checked that box. You're getting what you expected out of your stars. Now let's go to the role players. Are any of these guys exceeding what you expected? Dalton Schultz.
I don't think so. As of right now.
That's a no for me, dog. Tank Dell, that's a no. It's getting there. Yeah. It might get there.
I feel
there.
Like we haven't seen. I mean, we did this past game, but outside of that, I feel like,
No, and I think it's worth noting that I don't think it's fault of his own. I don't think that it is his issue within the course of this, but unfortunately, it does not feel like he is reaching the same place. I had an advanced stat that I wanted to drop on you, but I don't readily available.
I'm ready for it when you get to it. Kyahmi Fairbairn.
Ah, of course I find it as soon as say the next name. His EPA per target is down. It was 0.46 last year. It is now 0.08.
There you go. So no. Even his favorite three letters say so. Kyahmi Fairbairn.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yes.
Far exceeding what you could have expected. Damian Pierce.
I would say, honestly, I would say yes.
That's a push for me. Push,
I mean, he was hurt.
He hasn't played a lot of games.
That's the thing. He was hurt, but
and the last two games were fine.
But you had Joe Mixon. So,
Azeez Al-Shaair.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Henry To'o To'o.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Tytus Howard.
I think we might be in a push territory there as well.
I mean, is it good when you don't keep bringing his name up like that?
It's better. Yeah. No, I think it's better. I'm with Reggie on this one. I'm not ready to say he is one of those guys that is exceeding what we expect.
Yeah, and if we're just going off of the early points of the season, I think Tytus Howard and you mentioned Laremy Tunsil, we could probably put them all together in the offensive line and then give them a demerit because of all of the pre-snap penalties as well. But, yeah, I think for the most part, we're still in that kind of incomplete. We'll get more of a sense of it as we continue going.
So the stars, by and large, are doing what you thought. Role players, you got a few that are exceeding what you thought. Now let's get to are any of these happy surprises?
Your bonuses?
The contributors. Are any of these happy surprises? Kamari Lassiter.
100%.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You're able to blitz in a way and leave him in man coverage in a way that I don't think you could have expected. I mean, some of his detractors will say, oh, he doesn't have the speed to be able to handle out there, and he's been good.
Yeah. No, I think he is a happy surprise. Hell, we thought he was going to be a slot corner. Jalen Petrie. That's a no for me, dog. That's a no.
It's kind of in the Tytus Howard area.
It's right there where maybe he'll get there, but I'm not going to say that's a surprise. It's not a happy surprise.
Okay.
Mario Edwards.
Absolutely. Yes. Hell yes.
Fadakasi. Folo Fadakasi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How about this? Cade Stover.
I kind of expected a little more from Cade.
I did too.
I do wonder how much that was reasonable on our cases, but I'm with you guys. He stepped in, kind of showing some blocks.
He had a couple moments.
Yeah. The tough part about it is I'm trying to make sure that I don't forget, like, especially with tight ends, like how much is blocking factoring in these types of things.
I still expected a little more from him, especially him being CJ's teammate at one point.
But we might have elevated expectations too.
Could be it too. Yeah.
Kalen Bullock.
100%.
Yeah.
Kenyon Green.
I can't go there.
It's kind of in that offensive line category, it's just like, he's. I'm not sitting here saying he need to be benched.
Yes.
No.
But it's.
And keep in mind, like all these players that are contributors is what I call them. Don't have to be happy surprises.
But
you just have to have some if you're going to be a contender.
And you've
just
already
Some role players that are far exceeding what you thought.
And I think we need to take off that first round draft pick off of him. to kind of adjust it. Because I think right now, if he wasn't a first round pick, I would have been like, ah, it's cool.
But unfortunately, he is. Like, that's, yeah. That context is always going to remain there. Yeah,
I got one more for you guys.
Okay.
Dario Gumbawale.
Yeah. He's been helpful.
Huge.
Yes.
I think he's been a huge surprise. Yeah. He was a special teams guy. Like, that was his. If you describe Dare coming
very
into the
very
season,
quickly into talking about him, you mentioned that he is the backup kicker, like the emergency kicker, which is if we're having to do that, I think that I understand.
But
what
he's a huge happy surprise.
Absolutely, yeah. he has been very helpful.
So do they check enough boxes to be considered, to have the championship formula, to be considered a championship level team, which is what I called them on Monday,
based on this metric. You have to agree that at least is there for them. Yeah, and it gets highlighted even more if you're able to do all of those things and bring those things to the fore against the Green Bay Packers team. And thinking about this last night, I was also looking at the thing that we do, and sometimes we get overexcited about it, which is looking at previous Super Bowl champions, even like the last one, and saying that is the way to win the Super Bowl. But looking at the Chiefs of the last couple of years, and looking at some other teams that have won, like, especially if you get to a level where you go elite defense, very good offense, elite quarterback. You're barreling towards elite defense, right? Yeah. There's some things where you want to make sure you're not giving away big plays. You want to make sure that you can do something against the run a little bit more consistently. But you are moving towards elite defense in a way that I don't think we saw coming.
Yeah.
And then that allows you to very good offense. You have that there in spades, really, especially if you have your full complement. And then your quarterback is really demonstrating that he could be MVP level quarterback. Yeah. Those are things that you put them together, and you have the opportunity, if not the responsibility, to go and win a Super Bowl.
They checking up boxes, Figgy?
I think so. The only thing I'm a little worried about, we brought up quite a few offensive linemen, and outside of Laramie Tunsil, we just like,
I didn't mention Shaq, but even he's kind of like,
It's kind of like a,
and Juice is, Juice.
I feel like he's been solid.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been what we've come back down to a lot of times. Is this offensive line going to elevate what they do? I was looking at Pro Football Focus, which again, you can say what you want. I feel like every time you mention Pro Football Focus, there has to be a disclaimer that comes. Like, I understand it can't be the only metric that you use, and there's some issues with their image. But ultimately, they ranked this offensive line 16th in the league. That's middling by definition. And so I think that ends up being the one place that you look at and you go, are they capable of giving you the things that's necessary? But what's cool is that you have the players that can be elite to help them out, which is in the passing game, C.J. Stroud. His movement, his pocket manipulation, and those types of things, management rather, are able to, kind of fix and make them right in some instances. And then the ultimate fixer, Joe Mixon, when it comes to running the football, his individual brilliance over the top of what they've been able to do has also proven to be very good. You can make that work. And so, I'm with you there. I'm with you that if you look at it in this lens and through this channel, that they do have what it takes to be considered a Super Bowl contender.
By and large, their stars are doing exactly what you thought. Role players, you do have enough. And pretty key ones that are exceeding what you thought, especially Al-Shaair if he's healthy, Toa if he's healthy, and certainly Kaimi Fairbairn is exceeding what you thought. And the contributors, you might have some happy surprises there. So the elements are there. Now they go to Green Bay and see if it continues.
elements are cool. Put it together and do it on the given times when you need it. And the given time here is you need to do it against the good teams, right? Because the good teams are the ones that you'd be playing with in order to try and get to that Super Bowl. But I appreciate that perspective, Lopez. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, speaking of in the loop, it's time for our In the Loop Lunchtime Confessions. We'll do those next.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
It's funny how sometimes things just slip your mind and memory so easily. I completely forgot. We got a big beef in this game coming up. Big beef. Coming up, and I completely forgot till somebody reposted it, and I think it's let's let Jair Alexander talk about how he had a good time with Stephon Diggs before a game a while back.
The tunnel with you and Stephon Diggs, what happened in the tunnel before the game when you guys yawning at each other going on the field?
Ah, man, I was just keeping it real with him. I told him he couldn't mess with me here, little boy. That's all that was. Just being honest, you feel me? That's all I can do.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you knew it. Did you remember this about this week?
I forgot about it. Ain't nobody bring it up until now.
Yeah, he's a little boy.
He's a little boy. Nothing crazy. He's a little boy.
I thought about it at one point, but I did not keep it in my mind. Yeah. I've been bouncing back and forth with a lot of things in the brain. But yes, this absolutely is. Jair is a very particular defense.
And it goes back a while.
Yeah, man. They competed a lot in that division when Stephon Diggs was a part of the Vikings, a member of the Vikings. Yeah, man. And Jair is a very particular dude. God forbid he gets an interception because he will he's going to be insufferable. So,
I mean,
yeah.
He and Stephon were jawing coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Talking trash.
That's what we call on site. On site. They
this
do
is
not
gonna
like
be
each
fun,
other.
Man.
It's going to be fun for it. That's another level of fun on top of the already fun that this is going to be.
And this was one I saw this morning. And I went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Jair and Steph jawing at each other for years now.
Yeah.
He's a little boy. I think that will be remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be remembered.
Yeah. We're going to see who the little boy is.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
See, remember yesterday, or maybe earlier in the week, they're running together at this point, when Sean asked us in the handoff who we were hoping would win. In the baseball postseason, and I said that I just want the best baseball.
Yeah, you went full middle of the road.
Sincerely.
Just want them to have fun.
I think the best baseball World Series is Dodgers-Yankees.
Dodgers-Yankees?
I think it is.
It is.
It is.
It's better than the Subway.
I do not want to see that, man. Those New Yorkers will be... Oh, so awful, man.
Well, they're still going to be
I'd rather see L.A. versus New York.
And that's that. I feel like that's the best baseball that's there for us. I mean, just seeing both of these teams where, like, they're superstars that you... The name that you would ask, like, somebody who is not, like, an avid baseball fan, but, you know, hey, do you know about this? Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. Those guys have not been the stellar versions of themselves that you come to expect. And yet, still, the rest of those lineups have been incredible in what they do. We mentioned a little bit what Walker Buehler was doing on the mound yesterday, getting his groove back. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, put those teams against each other and let them go for seven games. And that's probably the best series that you get for the Fall Classic.
It probably is, which would lead me to one weird way, but the Dodgers to win anyway, because I think I hate the Yankees more than the Dodgers.
I think Sean makes a great point, though, about them Dodgers fans. And with the Astros in particular, and with 2017.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if they're, again, there's not really a good alternative if you're just going for that. What fan bases are you going to make less happy? Yeah, I don't know if there's a good answer there. But if we're just going for the baseball of it, which is at this point all I'm here to consider, I think Dodgers-Yankees
11 times they've faced each other in the World Series, but not since 1981.
Yeah, make it an East Coast versus West Coast thing.
Mm-hmm. Watch this. These
are my confessions. Man, so I think I got a little cold feet when getting this house together. So I told y'all about the refrigerator I got.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to get the, I guess, the hookup for the back of it for the water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So I went to Lowe's and...
Your new favorite spot.
I know. I've been there like five times.
Did you go ahead and get the card? You went ahead and get the credit card?
Hey, I'm thinking about it, man. I think I went to Lowe's or Home Depot. Combined maybe five times in my life.
Yeah.
And this one I've been five times this week. But I kind of got cold feet, man, because I was going to do it all myself. I watched a couple YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there. I start seeing all type of random stuff like, oh, you might need this or you might need.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna sit and wait on it. Man.
Yeah, Lowe's and Home Depot. Those are not stores to walk in not completely. Like, you need to know exactly what you're getting, and then that store works great.
It's so intimidating. And then the worst part is the people there are trying to help you.
Yeah,
but they scare you off a little bit. Like, well, if you're getting this, you got to get this because in case this water, in case the cord break, then you got to have the tape to wrap around it.
And then they're throwing jargon at you. Yeah, you're like, what is happening?
Now I'm at $100. I'm just like, man, like, I don't know. And then my other confession is this. Maybe this is just me, but I didn't realize my house didn't come with gutters.
Yeah, some do, some don't.
Yeah,
that's not something they tell you, though.
Yeah,
nobody alerts you. Find that out.
I didn't realize that was, I don't want to say a luxury, but I thought that was like
standard.
I thought that was standard.
Yeah. It's not a luxury, but it's not a necessity. It's kind of in between.
Like optional.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, but it's something you really probably want.
Yeah,
but you don't have to.
That's why I was talking to ND on the phone about. I was just like, hey, should I be suing somebody? And he told me to just wait it out, see how it does in the rain and all that stuff. If you got like a lot of puddles and all that stuff, then you should look into.
That's what I'm saying.
But some people,
it's in between a luxury,
you necessarily
and a necessity.
Don't need it. But right. I felt so dumb. I'm like, dang, am I supposed to have gut? Did they get me?
Yeah.
I thought I got for a minute, man.
Did they get
me? Yeah. And mind you, I realized all of this after it. Everything's
signed. It's yours now. Your responsibility, your problem.
You're gonna, there's going to be a lot of that. But
Twitch says, Figgy, you definitely want gutters, bro. That's what they're saying.
You want them, but I would.
He told me to wait and see how it does in the rain.
Yeah,
and all that
side
stuff.
With Indy on this. Let's see how it plays out, because sometimes the concrete gets a big, you know, stain or whatever, and it's just a hassle.
Yeah, I'm going to see. Watch this. These
are my confessions. Some confessions you just don't want to admit, but that's why confessions are here, because you got to admit it. I'm wondering if you guys are where I am on this. I'm almost to a place where I don't expect Christian Harris this year.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah. Like,
Almost.
I'm kind of there. I'm at a point where I'm like, I'm not sitting here saying, can't wait to get him back. We can hold this off until he get back.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, let's just roll with the punches now, man. Let's act like he don't exist at the moment.
I don't think it's going to be you're not going to get him back, but I think you're going to get him way later. He might get, I'm not saying that he will, but I'm already in a place where I have tried to make myself comfortable with the idea of what happens if he comes back like week 11, week 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's, now, I hadn't fully considered the idea that maybe he just doesn't return. Mm-hmm. And even though I think I wrote it down at one point, I didn't really believe that. Thinking about that in a real honest way, that's a scary one.
I'm kind of there, man.
Who do you think come back first, him or Tua?
Oh, Tua.
Ooh. Tua. Tua. They've said he's coming back.
That's wild.
D'Amico said, I'll let you know.
Yeah, they won't commit. Well, although we played yesterday what Casario said, and it felt like he was saying similar things, but also it gave me a little comfort in the idea that they kind of knew that it might take a little while. Mm-hmm. And then if that is the case, that they're not in the full alarmist mode of he's not going to return.
Yeah.
But again, what do I know?
So would Christian Harris be on the field when Tua is on the field when they play each other on December 15th?
Based on what has been said, Tua, yes. Harris, no. Isn't that wild?
That's a big blow, man.
Well, I don't want some confessions you don't want to make, but it's how you feel, you know?
Salute to Henry, though, and being able to make us feel a little bit more. Because can you imagine if Henry had not been playing well,
I think this is the feeling? Yeah, I think that's why I'm not really, I ain't going to say not worried, but Henry kind of made things a little easier, where you just say, you know what, Chris, get back when you get back.
Yeah.
I got beef, gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
I got beef with our company's sexual harassment training.
Uh-oh.
Now, it's not that that's going to get me in trouble, I don't think. However, that sucker is longer than I anticipated.
Dude.
it takes a long time to get through it. And in addition to that, it put me to sleep. And so I wasted a valuable 2 hours last night or yesterday in the afternoon / evening because I was like, let me get this done. Everybody else has got it done at the job and I'm the one who is straggling. So let me go ahead and get it done. And it literally put me to sleep. And I spent 2 hours between the probably 45 minutes of the thing and an extra an hour and a half thereabouts of taking a nap because Daryl was out here harassing.
Daryl is just a big dummy, man. Take a hint.
And I will not victim blame. However, oh girl, please tell him straight up that you don't like him because he just keeps thinking he's not smart.
But he's not taking no hints. And by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, a lot of these, maybe not this one, but I've heard that most of these videos are based on actual things that happen. Mm. So there is a Daryl out there. There is a Daryl.
Now, for sure. Are these things that happen within the company or just in the world?
I think.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, and I don't think this is a specific. If we're going to be completely honest, this is probably like a contracted out video that they.
No, the video's
like
made up, but it's based on.
No, I know.
On actual events. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is like unique to Odyssey, but somebody, someone at Odyssey had been doing with Daryl just stalking this lady.
Yeah.
But shout out to one of the people on Twitch who said, you heard it here. Reggie sleeps on sexual harassment. And in this very particular case. I did fall asleep on sexual harassment. So I apologize, but also I got beef with y'all. I need my 2 hours back.
Yeah.
However, you can make that happen. Thank you. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So Angel Reese she had the internet going nuts over some comments she made. I think she was on Instagram Live or something like that.
Yeah.
But she mentioned how the WNBA pretty much don't I guess she can't pay her rent with what she make with the WNBA.
Yeah.
And she mentioned how her rent is $8,000 a month or something like that. I got to confess, I feel like people are taking this the wrong way, man. Because I've seen a lot of people calling her stupid and why she got that much, why she paying that much for rent if the WNBA, if she can't afford it and all that stuff. I think she, I don't want to say taking a shot at the WNBA, but.
Man, kind of.
She is. She kind of is because she's making money elsewhere. She's not, that's not her only income.
Yeah.
Right.
I think her point was, hey, the WNBA, that's little money.
Yeah.
I'm getting money elsewhere. So that can't even, they can't even pay my rent or my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like people kind of taking this the wrong way.
Yeah, I think that I hear you that the point was not necessarily that, hey, they're not giving me, but like, the if you look at the income streams and like the, I guess, priority ranking, whatever. Yeah. It is the other things that ultimately are the things.
She got a lot of different endorsements, man. I think she have a podcast now. I don't know how much she making from that. She got endorsement with Reese's, the candy company.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Aha.
Ah.
But yeah, man, I think people kind of just jumping out the window, just going in on her. And I'm just like, man, like, she's doing other stuff. It's not like just me making.
Yeah.
A certain amount, and I got this rent I can't afford. She can't afford the rent. She's just saying the WNBA salary
is not the thing that's paying the rent.
She's not she's not complaining about her salary per se.
Yeah,
it's like the salaries.
Yeah,
she's don't
pointing,
do it.
She's pointing out that. Well, not even that. I don't even know that it's a statement in that. She's pointing out that for her, what actually feeds her, what she's sustained by is the other things. That's the side money is the WNBA money.
Yeah, to me, when she said that, I thought about rappers that the street rappers that be like, oh yeah, this rap money ain't nothing.
Yeah, I'm the side money.
Yeah, I'm getting
hustling.
Money. Yeah, hustling. Yeah. That's my money. The rap money, just little money. Mm-hmm. That's how I kind of took it.
Okay, I got one more.
Yeah. Watch this.
He helped me with this audio here of the man that they are calling Kirko, Kirk Cousins, out in Atlanta. He dropped this in some media availability, and people are loving it.
My teammate used to say, walk into your trap, take over your trap, was the line he would say. And so that's kind of what it is. You go into someone else's stadium and you try to assert yourself. That's what everybody's trying to do when they go on the road. It's hard to do, but that's certainly the goal.
All right, let me jump
You've
in first.
You've been in Atlanta too long,
Let me jump in first. I feel like there's another meaning here for walk into a trap.
Yes. Yep. And this is the thing. I don't know how
as
much.
As soon as I heard it, I'm like, this is so bad too. I got to ask Figgy about that.
Yes, we will educate you as to what a trap house is, Lopez. But yeah, no, I'm not sure how much I like what we continually do with Kirk or just any of the dudes that are like aggressively white. I don't know if I have a better way of saying that. I apologize if that offends you. I sincerely do. But like the guys who are aggressively white, they were like, hey, look, they're doing things that we don't think and typically associate with guys that are aggressively white. I don't know how much I like that because Kirk is being sincere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Instance, but as soon as I heard, I'm like, yeah, I think there's something else.
But everybody out here is laughing and like, look at that. And I'm like, I don't know how much I like this. I don't like how much that we continue to do this. But shout out to Kirk Cousins. I guess technically using the phrase correctly in that.
Yeah.
So explain it to me.
Yeah, trap, we use, like, I use word, like, the trap is like a trap house, like a, I hate to use this because it's pretty much clean now, but like a trap house is like a drug house.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is a operation center.
Yeah, but some people call it, like, your home or your job. I use it, like, all the time, like, I'm going to the trap, pretty much the job to make my money.
Yeah.
So he pretty much saying, going in your house and, you know.
Take over your house.
Yeah, take over your
But also, if the trap, hey, man, shout out to Omar Little and The Wire. Like, hey, man, if that's where you're doing your operations, we walking in there, we taking over your business.
Yeah.
We taking your supply.
Yeah. Where you make your money.
That's right. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Kirko, as they've been calling him. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how comfortable. Man. I don't know how comfortable. Can we just call him Kirk and let him be Kirk?
Nah. Right. Yeah.
Let him wear his.
I'm calling him Kirk.
Let him wear his Kirkland shirts. That he bought from Costco and let him just be him. I don't know. That, why do we got to put chains on him and try and make him into Kirko?
That's Atlanta for you.
Yeah. I guess so. That's our Lunchtime Confessions here in The Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our Thursday staple. Let's go into buy or sell. Lopez has some interesting buy or sell situations. We'll tell you whether we agree or not next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Your Thursday can get even better by going out and hanging out with the guys of The Drive on their Thirsty Thursday. I believe my guy Ron currently headed right that way towards the Buffalo Wild Wings that they will be hanging out at. That one is in Tomball. 17195 Tomball Parkway out there as well. So go hang out with those fine fellas. Enter for a chance to win some prizes and then get you something to eat. Enjoy some great radio out there at the Buffalo Wild Wings on a Thirsty Thursday. But right now, time to get into a little buy or sell. Lopez, what you got?
Yeah, man. A lot of stuff happening this week that we can either buy or sell. Let's start with an easy one. Jerry Jones said this week, he is, quote, not considering a coaching change.
I mean, I buy that in that it is what he's truly not considering. I think I sell it in that he clearly needs one.
I think he's absolutely considering it. You have to. Look at where they are. Right?
I mean,
you so you're selling that?
I am selling that.
Sell!
Yeah, no, I think he's absolutely in that place where he's not buying it. Jerry Jones is a very rich man. He's a billionaire, man. He does not do anything that he does not want to do. Mm-hmm. And so being the general manager, he's in a different place than a lot of other general managers where they have to consider their job security and all those things. He don't got to do none of that.
Yeah.
And so he operates in such a way where he does not have to do anything he doesn't want to. It's why we got the audio we did this week is because he operates in such a way where he does not do anything he does not want to, including answering the questions that he does not feel like he wants to answer. And so he doesn't want to fire that guy. He does not want to fire that guy.
Biggie?
End of thought. End of discussion.
I'm actually buying that, to be honest.
You're buying it.
I'm buying it. I think because honestly, it's from that interview. Just the way he sounded, and he kept bringing up that bad season when he did fire Coach midseason. I think there was like 1-7.
Yeah.
I think he did that. But like I think he just stuck on keeping him for the rest of the year.
And then go from there. Well, all their actions are saying as much.
Yeah.
What about Kevin Stefanski? He said this week, quote, Deshaun Watson gives us the best chance to win and continues to give us the best chance to win.
Now, I sell that.
They're selling, Mortimer.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Just because.
That dude stinks right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, and we've seen them do all sorts of different things. He can't execute the offense in a way that allows him to do good things. There's no way you're telling me that you can't find no quarterbacks on that roster or otherwise that are capable of doing that.
My thing is, Kevin Stefanski, for all his shortcomings, knows what good football looks like.
Agreed.
You know, it's like, and that's not it. So you're absolutely selling.
Yeah. I'm selling that too, man. I just think Deshaun Watson is on the track of being the worst quarterback in history, man.
Yeah.
The way he's playing. No, seriously, man. Like
Well, disappointment.
Yeah, he's breaking all type of records that other quarterbacks, we've seen a lot of bad quarterbacks, and he's playing worse than them right now.
Yeah.
I just think anybody can step in and be better than what he's doing right now.
That's what's sad.
And they did that last year.
Average quarterback.
They got an old guy off the couch.
Yeah.
And he brung him to the play. They had PJ Walker playing better than him.
Former Houston Renegade.
Man, legend. That's true. Yeah. Legend right there.
How about this one, buy or sell? Aaron Rodgers said he did not know Davante Adams was going to New York until Adams called him. And this is him saying it.
So I literally found out at, close to 1 o'clock in the morning, when he said he was getting on a plane, and I was just kind of, my heart dropped, and I was like, to where? And he said, New York. I was like, really?
Come on, man.
They're selling, Mortimer.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
You got right in there. You were like, I don't even have to wait for the answer. No, we don't believe you. You need more people, man. Like, you have a lot of power in that organization. As much as you want to try and make us believe, Aaron, that you do not, you have a lot of power in that organization. We know that they contacted you. You telling me that they tried to make a move in order to make this offense better and they didn't talk to Aaron Rodgers about how he felt about it?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
He tried to convince us when he said, really?
I think he was trolling.
New York, really?
Yeah. He knew it. Everybody in this world knew it.
Oh, boy. This is a good one. And this is one that that you contributed. So Ryan Smith is a billionaire, young billionaire, which I say that because based on what I'm about to share with you, young billionaire, sort of a Mark Cuban-esque kind of, franchise owner, so he's probably going to want to put a stamp on things. He owns the Utah Hockey Club. He owns the Utah Jazz. He owns both men's and women's soccer teams in Salt Lake City. He said Salt Lake City is going to be the next great sports town.
That's definitely a sell. And I think what he was going for here is just like, yo, it's, a lot of... kind of new franchises that will grab and, you know, grab people's attention. And the thing I don't think he understands is he's like, I think he was talking about how the great hiking and Salt Lake is a great city. I'm like, but it's not Vegas. I think the reason why those things work in Vegas is a place that, even though it is a smaller, technically a smaller market than what you're talking about in Salt Lake, it is a market that is used to having tourism, right? It is a market that is geared towards having a show, being an entertainment situation. And that is not what Salt Lake is, right? Salt Lake, how many times have we had stories
but a dud.
Shutting down by 10 p.m., right?
3.1 beer and all this other stuff.
Right, everything shut down at 10 p.m. Like, that is not, that's not the environment that we're talking about that's anywhere near to what Las Vegas provides as an entertainment destination. And I think that that is why sports has been able to find its way there, is because it just provides you another entertainment destination, particularly if, you know, maybe a gambling ain't your bag, right? Or maybe, you know, the Cirque du Soleil show, you can only watch so many or whatever, right? Then you can also go catch a game, right? I think that is what the sports of it provides. Or it's a destination sports town, at least if we're talking football. If your football team happens to be there, hey, we could plan a trip to Vegas, do Vegas stuff, and then on Sunday watch the game. Utah don't got nothing like that. And so I think that in that way, he is neglecting, I think, one of the biggest things that makes Vegas that place.
I'm going to both buy and sell here. I'm going to buy this aspect of it. I think in his mind, he thinks next great sports town equates success. I think he's confident in himself. I think he's going to be, I think he thinks that the Jazz are going to be really good. And he thinks the hockey club is going to be really good. But that doesn't, but I'm selling it because that doesn't make a great sports city. You know, the great sports city is what you're talking about. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, the great sports city, there's a lot of different great sports cities that aren't exactly that same way. But Vegas in particular is a tough one to compare yourself to.
Exactly.
Very tough.
Was he trying to compete with Vegas, or he just saying a great sports city in general?
Well,
because it's tricky because these smaller towns.
That's why I said it's kind of both.
These smaller towns could be a great sports city, especially if it's nothing else to do. And you got people that's homegrown there. And they're passionate about their home team, but I wouldn't compare it to like a Vegas or nothing like that.
That was my big issue. Yeah. Like, look, they support their things, right? It seems like already the Utah Hockey Club is getting a good amount of support at those games. I'm not saying that it can't be a great, but just comparing it to Vegas, you picked the wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would compare it to maybe like a Oklahoma, because if you look at Oklahoma City Thunder, their games be packed a lot, especially when they good. That, like, it get hyped in there.
San Antonio,
Green
Bay,
but I think that makes a good sports city because it's smaller, it's more homey, and they support that one team or a couple teams.
All right, I got three more. I'll start with this, and then a combo from Nick Sirianni. But I'll start with this one. Kyle Shanahan says that Sunday night's game, Sunday afternoon's game against the Chiefs, Niners, Chiefs, quote, has nothing to do with losing two Super Bowls to Kansas City.
Okay, dude. I would like to be I'd like to be able to buy and sell this, but no, that at least maybe this is just the outside, maybe this is the media in me or whatever. Nah, man, that's a large part of the conversation here. Yes, this is two good teams that are facing off, but one of the reasons that we feel very confident that both of these teams are good, even with the deficiencies that they show in this season, is because there's bona fides there, and especially that we've seen them in high stakes games go up against each other. That is very paramount to the discussion of this game. So, no, absolutely, that's part of this, my man.
I'm going to buy it, and let me explain. I'm going to buy it. And I hate when people say, oh, they avenged their Super Bowl loss. You can't avenge a Super Bowl loss.
Right.
You did that. That's impossible. It might. So I think it doesn't have anything to do with the Super Bowl, and maybe that's where he's coming from. Like, come on. You know, this is a regular season game in October. It has nothing. Now, from the outside looking in, it isn't a, you know, are you avenging it? A rematch or whatever.
But then in addition to that, right? Like, I know every season's team or every team's seasons are different, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot of continuity, maybe the most continuity that you could talk about between those two teams compared to any other team in the league. So these things stack up upon each other, right? Like there are some things that are going to be vestiges from those other games that will factor into this game.
Yeah.
When Andy Reid is game planning and win caution.
No, it'll look a lot like it, but there's nobody going to, you know, say if the Niners win, okay, I feel better now about losing the Super Bowl. How about you, Figgy?
Yeah, I'm selling this, man. First of all, I don't believe nothing Kyle Shanahan say. I feel like that dude just be lying out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But no, I think it do have something because you could see this team again in the Super Bowl. And I'd rather try to figure them out at some point in the season to see if I could really beat them because you it's a high chance they might see them again.
Yeah. All right. Two real quick here from Nick Sirianni. He addressed two things. One was, you know, his talking to the fans in the stands after beating the one-win Browns or whatever it was. He said that he, quote, has made a lot of strides controlling his emotions. That's part one.
Okay.
Part two, he said his kids were on the podium. Quote, my only intention was wanting them to share that moment with me.
That moment beating the Browns?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like a sell.
Sell.
That's a sell on both those points.
I want to be
You're
able to,
selling, Mortimer.
It's ridiculous.
I want to be able to buy it so much. Yeah, you laid that out very nicely.
At the groundbreaking moment, beating the Browns?
That's right. Highlight of the career.
I wanted them to share that moment with me. Figgy?
No, I'm selling that. That's ridiculous, man. That's low-key embarrassing.
Yeah. Wasn't a lot of buying this week.
We're saving money.
That's right. That's exactly what we're doing here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thirsty Thursday. Coming up next, let's circle back to some of the things that were discussed by CJ Stroud in his opportunity to speak with the media. And also, D'Amico, he gave us a little bit of insight into what he believes the Nico Autry fit is going to look like. We'll talk about all that next.
Northwest Houston. The drive is headed your way for a Thirsty Thursday. Join Clint and Ron this afternoon from 2 to 6. Live at Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza. With our friends at Bud Light. Great wings, cold drinks, prizes on site, and the best sports conversation in town. Start your football weekend early with us. We'll see you there. Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Your Odyssey Sports Minute is brought to you by Zadig Jewelers.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute. I've got a quick shout out to the New York Mets. You do know that game 4 of the NLCS is tonight, right? The reason I ask is because you clearly had no idea that game 3 was the last night. As for the Dodgers, credit where credit is due. How about that much maligned Dodger pitching staff, the alleged weak link of this team? Turns out that staff is not a weak point at all. I'm Jim Rome.
Getting tired of paying for all your monthly subscriptions? Me too. But did you know your glasses and contacts are probably your most expensive lifetime subscription? Unless, of course, you have LASIK at Berkeley Eye Center. Then poof, no more subscriptions for contacts, cleaning solutions, new glasses, just clear, natural vision. Even better, Berkeley will give you 30% off LASIK. Heck, we'll even make it tax-free if you have an HSA or FSA account. Call 713-526-EYES now for your free consultation.
Hey, it's Ron Hughley, and I want to tell you about the Men's Clinic. No confusion, it is the Men's Clinic, and they are the very best when it comes to the world of ED. And if you're struggling with ED, please don't be like most men are. Don't be a procrastinator. Don't just try to hold it off and wait and say, I'll take care of it later, because you've got the Men's Clinic that can take care of you. 95% success rate, and if they don't meet your needs, they won't make you pay. You got nothing to lose. Make the call today. Call 713-828-1476 or visit themensclinic.com.
You know, I couldn't stop talking about it to my family and friends. My knees are my trouble spot. But for me to tell them now that I'm doing so much better, they were amazed, and I've been amazed.
QC Kinetic Cellular Therapies. Yes, it is amazing how these non-surgical treatments deliver joint pain relief for patients like Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor.
Each week is better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too, working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.